Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Afternoon, Marty. How are you?
Hi, Phil. Not bad. What about you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Good. Just a quickie. How was the weekend? How did Saturday and Sunday go for you after a really positive Friday night?
It was a good recover from Friday. Let's put it that way. It was a nice weekend, definitely, with some friends. I actually had some Norwegian friends visiting us, and the guys got some couple of days off after the victory, so it was very good.
I don't know whether it was relief or whether it was actual pleasure, really, because the performance was not that of a team that was under any sort of pressure whatsoever. And I spoke to you, I spoke to Sam Field, and it's a sort of performance really that sets standards moving forward into the summer, hopefully, and for next year, doesn't it?
Yeah, I understand that. In football, there is always a little bit this anxiety and this pressure. But I would like to think as well that football is especially joy, and that's the way I choose to think about our last victory. I think that it was a very good performance in a way that I think perhaps we saw that coming from a while, and it just clicked against a very good team in the D-Day, and that's what pleased me the most. But I want to think that everybody in the stadium, that everyone really felt joy more than just relief, even though we were very aware about the situation. But I think that the team has been showing enough steps into the right direction over the last months to believe that we could achieve the target.
What's the approach for the trip to Coventry now? Because obviously it's the last game of the season. Everything is sorted. But still, I would imagine that everyone wants to finish with a positive result. Is that correct?
100%. And obviously, we understand that the biggest target is achieved. But at the same time, for me, football is always about trying to improve. And there are many positives that we can take from our last game against Leeds, about the progress of the team over the last weeks, the last months. But we need to still improve. And we play against a good team. Coventry has been doing really, really well this season. Not only in the league, but as well in the cup. And yeah, they are a very good side. So I think that we're going to try to finish not only as well for ourselves, but all the fans that are again sold out tickets away. So just to show them as well, good final performance in the final game of the season, and try to finish as high as we can in the table. That's a fact as well.
Mm. Do you imagine that it's going to be, I know you'll probably have a break and you deserve it, but do you imagine it's going to be quite a busy summer when you do kick back in? Quite a bit of work to do to get ready for next season.
I think all the summers in football clubs are always busy, no exception. But trust me that I'm looking forward to have a good performance against Coventry, and then I will take some rest because my season started in January 23, actually. So yeah, I think that I really need a little bit of a break in all senses.
We know that you love the game and you love football, but what does Marty Cifuentes do to actually switch off? How are you going to switch off and relax and get a bit of that R&R that you need?
I will go back to Barcelona, enjoy a little bit good weather, beach, good food. And I already have I will visit some friends working in different clubs in Barcelona and Girona. And I'm probably going to have dinners with friends and looking forward to it. But as you said, probably the second day I will be already watching games.
And will you watch the Euros?
Yeah, of course. Of course I will. I'm not sure if I will watch all of them, all of the games, but I'm sure that I'm going to watch many of them.
And are you thinking, but already you're starting to think about and talk and have conversations about next season and the squad and who will be in the squad and what you would like to have within your squad for the start of the season?
Yeah, I think that this week for me mostly is about making sure that we have a good preparation for Coventry, because that's the way I understand this. And then, of course, we have some planification, we have some talks to do with the club. And as I said, I think that once we play against Coventry, we're going to start to prepare what's next.
And just finally for me, really, what's the element that's pleased you most over the last few months from the players or from the club or in general? What do you take into the summer that gives you the biggest smile?
No, I think that when we look back, obviously football is very tricky because at the end, many times it's about the final result, so to say. And in that sense, we are all of us really, really positive because we managed to achieve this great escape. No, but for me, the most important is the progress that I see in the team, the progress in terms of many, many parts of our game, in our team building, the togetherness, the fact that we think that now we look back at the squad and there is a lot of options, there is a lot of players that can really contribute. I think the togetherness that we build inside the club and with the supporters is something that sets the foundation to keep building on. And details like, for instance, the set pieces. You know that the set pieces, unfortunately, was an issue for this club over the last seasons. When I arrived, we lost a lot of points, unfortunately, playing some good games, but then suddenly conceding a goal here or there in a set piece. And our stats is that over the last 10 games, we have been, I think, the best comparing, with both attacking defensively. If we combine, we have been the best team in the league, and that shows progress. So it's been a lot of those things a little bit behind the scenes that there has been good progress. And that's perhaps the one that I feel more pleased about.
Brilliant. Thank you for your time. Best of luck Saturday. And I hope you have a good break as well. You deserve it.
Thank you, Phil. Thanks. Keep in touch.
Thanks, Bill. Dave, over to you.
Hi, Marty.
Hi, Dave.
That summer break you've described sounds so nice. I'm beginning to wonder if you'll actually come back. any injuries to report for the Coventry game?
No news. Everyone was good after the game against Leeds. My biggest concern was if they will be back in a good shape after the couple of days off, but they were. So no news.
Okay. And Michael Fry, any update on him? Is he likely to be fit, do you think?
He has been training today in the pitch, and we're gonna assess a thing that is on the edge.
Obviously, as you said, the main goal has been achieved. Are you minded at all to perhaps try one or two players at Coventry that you perhaps might not have selected if there had been something riding on the game? Maybe an opportunity to have a look at one or two.
I think it's always a balance between, because we know that these kind of games sometimes you need to find the right motivation for it. I think that we have been very clear with the guys about what do we expect, and it might be that there is some change, but the approach will be the same. It's going to be to try to pick the best 11 and to try to win the 3 points, because that will never change no matter where we are on the table.
I wondered if perhaps we might see Joe Walsh, Marty, obviously a young keeper who it might be an opportunity to give him a game. Is that something that you're minded to do at all?
I think that not only Walsh, but some other players have been working really well during the season. I think that we have a lot of young players that have been contributing a lot, and it might be the case that some of them will have some minutes.
Phil touched on it a little bit, the thoughts turn into next season. I mean, how do you see that? Do you see that there's kind of minor surgery needed, major surgery? Do you think there's a lot of changes that will be needed over the summer?
No, as I said, I think that my focus now is to prepare the game against Coventry in a good way, because I really think that it's very important to finish this in a strong way. And then from Monday, we're going to start to speak about how we need to approach the next season and what are the changes that we need to do as all the football clubs. Sometimes, as you said, it's minor changes. Sometimes it's bigger changes. And this is something that we need to discuss.
Okay, here's a very unfair question for you. It's a job well done, but if it had gone the other way, Martin, you hadn't managed to keep the club up, would you have been happy to manage QPR in League One? Would you have wanted to stay?
I've said many times that I'm very happy at the club and that I really enjoy the support that I got from the supporters. Said that, I'm never thinking what if. I'm always thinking about where we are, and the thing is that we achieved what we wanted. And that's my idea from the beginning, from day one. I was convinced that we could make it, and that was never on my mind to be coaching QPR League One.
Just finally from me, you showed off, you come in, that you're quite pragmatic. You've obviously got a way that you want to play football, but I think you realised that there were needs must in the short term. The team was perhaps slightly more direct. You put Jimmy Dunn in at right back, who gave you an extra header in both boxes. I think a lot of people are wondering, Marty, is are you going to see that continue, or will the summer now give you a chance to perhaps start afresh and maybe start next season with more like the kind of brand of football that perhaps people might have expected originally?
I do think that it's always the task and the main job of a manager to adapt to the player material. And I think it will be unfair to say that we just play long balls and Jimmy Dunn, because that has not been the case. That has been an extra tool. And I understand your question, of course. I think that we have played many games, especially during some moments. Perhaps we lack the consistency to play 90 minutes over 90 minutes again and again, in a way that we felt that it was exactly what we wanted. But at the same time, I felt that it was a good skill to adapt, because it was not the same to play away against Leicester than play at home against Rotherham. So definitely, I think the capacity that those guys show to implement many of the ideas that we had has been there. From there, of course, I think that all the coaches in the world, all the managers in the world wants to develop. And yeah, all of us, we have an idea on how we want to play and, of course, develop into that direction. But I don't think it's rare in football world.
Okay, thanks very much, Marty.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Simon, over to you.
Hi, Marty. Just wanted to ask you just how different the club feels from when you came in October, November time to now, and what you feel like the key changes you made that's led you to have this success this season.
No, I said many times that for me it will be unfair to judge how it was before, because I was not here. All that I know is that since I came, I saw fantastic and committed players trying to achieve a target, that the togetherness that we built since day one I came has been really, really strong inside the club. From the supporters, the support has been unbelievable since my first day at the club. I think it was as well as sold out in my first game at home against Bristol, and that has been consistent. So yeah, I would say that, as I said before, it has been some keys on how we achieve the final target. But the most important is to understand that this club has a huge history. So yeah, I think that I spoke about the QPR way. It's basically the foundation of everything. So it's not Martiti Fuente job, but a teamwork with a lot of people behind the scenes.
You talk about your sort of style of play. How much do you think we've seen the team that you want on the pitch, and how much further do you think there is to go to get exactly the team playing you wanted to?
No, if I could choose, I would like to play like this sequence against Bristol, 90 minutes every weekend for 46 games. But that's not possible in a league like this. I think that it's very important to understand that even the best teams need to understand that sometimes the opponent will be good, that you need to understand how to defend the box, that you need to manage sometimes how to survive in a low block, or accept that sometimes the position is doing well. Said that, of course, we want to develop into being a team that is even better attacking, that is even better at regaining the ball high on the pitch, that is even better at building up. So I think that there is plenty of things that we can be much better. So trust me that I'm not just relaxed or whatever because we achieved the target, or because some underlying numbers say that since my arrival, we were in whatever is the position. This will not help us in the future. This is just a foundation. This is something that we achieved this season, fine. But we need to keep on working to improve in every area.
And did you always have the faith that you would keep the team up? Was there ever a moment where that sort of wavered? I think back to that run around the turn of the year. I think you had 8 games without a win. Was there never a moment where you had any doubts?
Not at all. I was very convinced day one. You hear me. My players know. They have been with me every day. And I've been telling them that I was completely sure that we will achieve the target. Even in this runoff, I think it was 6 games without a win, When you check the games, we were always pretty close or very close to win, at least some of them. And in that sense, I think that the team has been showing always, even on those days that we were losing, always this relentless desire to push to get the result. So not long time ago against Hull, we were losing 3-0 and it was minute 95 and we were still pressing high and trying to regain and score a goal. So that shows highly about the clear mission that these guys were in.
And just lastly, if I can ask you about the fans, speaking to some of them, I think they've called you miracle worker, magic man, messiah. You know, when you hear stuff like that, what does it mean to you? And what's your relationship been like them? And how quickly have you felt that bond in the space of sort of 6-7 months?
No, I'm extremely grateful for the support. And of course, as I said before, it's always a very positive signal when the fans are very happy with the manager. So hopefully that can continue for a long time. But I have enough gray hair now here to understand that football is about moments. And I know that when a team lose 3 games in a row, usually the manager is the first one that suddenly is not anymore a miracle manager. And that's the game. But I'm very calm. I think that the fans have been amazing. For me, the most important is to give them back the support they gave to the team. And they have been outstanding since day one. So I'm very glad that they are enjoying at Loftus Road, that they enjoy the expression of the team. And yeah, the only thing I can say is thanks, and that we're going to keep working relentless to give them more happiness, hopefully.
Nice one. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Thanks, Simon. Ian, over to you.
Hi, Marty. How you doing?
Hi, Ian. All good.
Thanks. Albert Adoma, he obviously, the club announced today that he won't be around next season. Just wondering, the players that are out of contract going to next season, have they been told whether or not they're going to be kept on or not? Have decisions been made, or is that not happening until early next week?
I think the case of Angs, that has been, I will not speak about his career because the figures he has and the amount of games he played in that league shows about his quality. I'm very happy for the contribution he had behind the scenes in the team. And I'm very happy that he could enjoy this game at home, achieving the target for a club that he really loves. So he announced himself that it was the last game. I think that in the age he perhaps is looking for something. And in that sense, we were very respectful as well with his decision. And said that, I'm very focused on Coventry. I think that our focus is to finish the season in a good way, in a strong way, try to finish as high as we can on the table. And from there, we're going to have the decisions and the talks that we need to have with all the players.
Okay. Just across the last 3 months, the form's been, since Cardiff game, I think, on New Year's Day, the form's been outstanding by and large. Was there any particular moment or any game where you thought, yeah, we're going to be fine, this team's going to be all right? Or was it literally down to that last game against Leeds to where you could breathe easily?
No, for me, it was Rotherham away, my first game that I said we're going to be fine. That has been always my feeling. And I said many times that I came here, and perhaps it sounds like I said many times, I could have taken another approach to the situation if I was not very sure about that we could make it. So many times you guys have been asking me, Marty, are you convinced that we're going to make it? And I said, yes, I'm 100% convinced, but we need to be humble, because I knew that it will be tough, that we're going to have some setbacks, because that's the nature of the game, that you look at all the teams in the league, even Leicester that went up as a champions, they had a period a few weeks ago that some people thought that they would not make even the playoffs. So that's the nature of football. And I was very calm about understanding that as long as the guys were working as they were doing and that we were competing at the level that we were doing, the results will came. And I think that especially, you said, since Cardiff, sometimes we like to pick exactly the moment of the season. The reality is that since I came day one in Rotherham, the team always wanted to win football games, and we were always, always very close, even in our bad days. And that day gave me the confidence that we could pick enough points in extremely demanding championship season. Because many years, you know that perhaps 42, 45 points are enough. And this season, we needed 53 to be safe. And that shows about the level of effort and how big the challenge has been.
Although the scenes after the Leeds game on Friday were great with the crowd and the celebrations and everyone being so happy, A club like QPR sort of going forward, I mean, this can't be the norm, can it? You can't be just celebrating surviving in the Championship as being an achievement, so to speak, going forward. Is that how you look at it?
Yeah, definitely. I said, I think, straight after the game, when I was asked about, I felt that it was a very special night because the level of performance, because the expression in the way we wanted to play as well. But perhaps I want to, yeah, I think that the fans, definitely the supporters, because of the history of this club, they deserve better than not being celebrating a great escape. Said that, I think that sometimes football clubs are built on memories. And I think that even though it was a small achievement compared to other big achievements that this club had in his history, this is still a small part of the history that we need to be proud of, that we were in a difficult situation back in October, and still all together we made it. And I think that it's something that we still need to be proud of, and from there set the standards for the future, because definitely it's not a situation that we want to be involved again.
And just lastly, you touched on it already, you haven't really had a chance to kind of breathe, for want of a better phrase. You know, you've been on the go in your old club from January 2023. But just in your time in London, just walking around and going out for dinner and that, have you spoke to many QPR fans, just bumped into them? And have you been able to kind of get a feeling for what, you know, what the club is around the area?
Yeah, definitely. It's true that I don't live in the center of the city. So, yeah, sometimes as well, my days are very long at the training ground. So when I leave the training ground, I go straight home. But the reality is that every time someone stopped me, they have been really, really nice. I think that everybody that stopped me helped me to understand what this club means, what this club meant for them. And in that sense, I really have a very good feeling about the history. I said that my first game in English football was in Loftus Road. And I remember already back in 2007, the passion that it was in the stands. So to be part of it now is definitely something special.
Oh, man. Thanks a lot, Marty. See you in Coventry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.